a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Talking about the one-eyed doe. 1-877-807-9977. He who is most free from danger, who even when safe is on his guard. What's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. The one-eyed doe. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could. In the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her eye, her sound eye, towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, where she expected danger to come from. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded the one-eyed doe. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped for this lament. O wretched creature that I am to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find the seashore to which I had come for safety, so much more perilous. Yeah.
And how could she have helped it? She only had one eye.
Yeah, well, America's got two.
That's right.
So, let's go to the next one. In the latest effort to protect followers of Islam in the United States, the Obama Injustice Department warns against using social media to spread information considered inflammatory against Muslims. Attack Christians, protect the Muslims. Of course! That's what this is all about, friends. Heather, did you want to help on that one?
Yep, sorry, we're... We have all the kids back here helping us today, too. So Obama's he's doing a series of outreach summits to Muslims.
In America.
In America.
Okay, that's important.
And it's planned coast to coast by the Obama administration to get feedback from Muslims on how the government can better serve them and their specific desires. His first stop will be Chicago, of course.
What a coincidence.
Kidding.
And this is after he signed an executive order in 2009.
Executive order.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And one of those unconstitutional things.
Yes.
Yep. It was a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders.
Right.
But then when WND actually did research and upon closer inspection, they learned that the Education Department will explicitly direct the selected contractor to go to Muslim outreaches.
Huh. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror, said God, consumption and the burning og that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. We just talked about the IRS just a couple minutes ago, friends.
Who's eating up your substance?
And if you will not hearken unto me for all of this, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, said the Lord. He said he would also appoint those that hate you to reign over you.
Okay.
And you shall flee when none pursueth. In other words, terrorism is created.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here you have Islam, right? Not peaceful. We even had quotes from our founders a couple days ago on the show.
Islam is not friendly? It's the religion of peace. You see it their way or else.
That's right. Here's your peace.
Yeah.
Don't disagree with us.
Yeah.
We'll have peace. I mean, that's like the unanimity that Adolf Hitler brought, right?
Right. Same method,
salute
by the way.
Salute me.
Yes.
Salute me, or
else you get fined.
Fined? Maybe
I bet most people didn't
business.
Know that, Jake. You know when people saluted Hitler, friends?
Yeah.
If they didn't salute him, they got fined.
Get fined.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Roman Caesars. If you don't offer this pinch of incense to me, then you'll be burned or thrown to the lions.
Can I interject that I've said this 150,000 times, that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram for Islam? Listen carefully. In the latest effort to protect followers of Islam in the United States, the Obama Injustice Department warns against using social media to spread information considered inflammatory against Muslims, threatening that it could constitute a violation of civil rights. Oh, you mean like when the homosexuals, they call it civil rights too?
Yes.
You mean like when they're zeroing in on the kids and someone pulls that cover off and doesn't want anybody to know about that? Mm-hmm. That's considered a violation of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights when you protect the kids?
Yeah.
So like when you protect the women, Islamic women in the United States of America, so that's, you can't speak out against that. Or those that bomb, you know, like the marathon bomber.
Yeah.
You better not call it Islam. Or what about the guy, Fort Hood, who killed 13 of our own military? They will not call that terrorism for what it is.
And what is that terrorism? What is that terrorism? What's the source of that terrorism? What did you say our president's doing? He's going around to make sure that Islam is...
We were supposedly told that on September 11th that two towers were hit by terrorists, and all of a sudden they were hit on the top of the tower, and for some reason heat rises, you know?
Yeah.
But both of the buildings were...
bottoms melted!
Yeah, totally. They just fell right down, and we were told that we were under Islamic terrorist threat.
That's right.
And so for those 10 years at work, now they're turning it on the American people. Of course, and they always had it aimed at the American people. The American people just weren't paying any attention if you check out the Patriot Act, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny.
It's the bait and switch, because those same tactics that were condoned through the Bush administration were Islamic terrorism.
That's right. I mean, forget about the affiliations between the Bushes and the Osama bin Laden family, right?
Don't worry about all that oil and everything.
Don't want to talk about that. No, it does not.
This is your country. I mean, before I went to bed last night, I think when you told me about this tour that Obama's doing, I just sit on the other
end
of the...
Going to America's sworn enemies in the United States.
In our country!
Asking what the federal government can do for them.
Yeah, let's help. How can we help?
I don't know. I don't know, maybe disarm the American people?
Let's try it. Let's see if it works.
Accuse the American people all across the world. And by the way, when you look at it in scriptural, our sin is before a just and a holy God.
There's the key.
That is saying this is what's going to happen if you don't turn from your wicked ways.
That's right.
This is how simple it really is. Our sin is before a just and a holy God for not keeping his commandments, which preserve our republic.
Amen. That's as simple as it is.
That's it. Yep.
That's how we got into this mess. The way that we're going to get out of it is repent. And then the fruits of repentance will be dealing with justice in the system of government that we have, which is ours.
That's right.
We're going to clean up our own house, and our government is our own house.
And here it is, in a gospel sense. You can't love your brother as you love yourself until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength.
That's for sure.
When you look at the Ten Commandments, the first five is God. The last five is how you're supposed to love your brother.
Yep.
6-4.
6-4, yep. 4-6.
2-4-6-8. Who do you appreciate? Brad. Brad. Yay, Brad.
What about Jake? You forgot to say Jake.
I couldn't get that in there.
Jake, Brad.
Should we go to the next one?
It's only one syllable.
Let's go back to this really quick, because this is a civil rights violation to actually call out terrorism for what it really is, friends. Now the DHS is called you terrorist, right? The move comes a few years after the administration became the first in history to dispatch a U.S. Attorney General to personally reassure Muslims that the Department of Justice is dedicated to protecting them against big, bad America in America. In the unprecedented events, Attorney General Eric Holder assured a Francisco-based organization, Muslim Advocates, that urges members not to cooperate in federal terrorism investigations, that the U.S. versus them environment created by the United States government, law enforcement agents, and fellow citizens is unacceptable and inconsistent with what America is all about.
We're talking about America.
Oh,
we're talking about the DOJ.
Your both eyes are open right in front of your face, friends. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's sick. Folks, oh, one more point, guys. Boy, I'm just kind of sporadically throwing this at you, friends, but there's so much information, and I'm just getting it updated constantly. IRS targeted pro-military donors as well. Would that be an American president to do something like that, friends, or would that be a foreign individual to do something like that?
Got that right.
Muslims and Arab Americans have helped build and strengthen our nation, Holder said, after expressing that he is grateful to have Muslims as a partner in promoting tolerance. Folks, it's always intolerance, ensuring public safety, and protecting civil rights. Maybe we should talk to that family over in England that just, you know, that military man over there that was just hacked to death by two Muslims over there.
You know, I wonder
how that's working for him. And by the way, I'm not talking about the moderates.
Yeah.
I'm talking about radicals. And when I'm talking about gays, I'm talking about the radical homosexuals.
Because, you know, to what you were saying, I'm talking
about the radical in the White House.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's what makes them all the same. They're all cut of the same cloth. Radical gay, radical Satan.
Of course.
Radical.
Well, that's who.
Radical.
That's who their daddy is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Their father, the devil. The situation. Now, Muslims, so this can be completely clear to what Bradley just said. Muslims in this country may contribute to society. They may bring forth great things.
Mm-hmm.
They may bring forth peace and development, etc. However, it is all under the banner of the God of this country.
That's right.
And within those laws and those confines, we can't force them
Maybe we should go over to their country and call their attorney general.
Just try it.
And just tell them that we want to establish and we want you guys to protect us from all the big, bad, radical Muslims because we're Christians.
That's the issue. Oh my gosh.
They take head off.
Yeah, quickly.
Yes.
But that's the issue, is that we're coming around and we're patty caking with certain religious groups to say, hey.
No, it's all to implement Sharia law, to establish a new world
order.
That's
what they're saying when they say it.
That's exactly
right. They're not saying, okay.
That's what they are saying by what they're doing.
Laws.
Pay attention. There's two different voices, one coming out of their mouth and one coming out of their actions.
Exactly.
Yes.
And their actions are very clear, very evident, as the Declaration of Independence says, self-evident. What is self-evident about this?
Yeah.
Is they're protecting that system to overthrow ours.
That's all they're doing every day.
And
folks, you don't need to possess anything. You just need to retake it.
That's it.
That's it.
It's already there.
We're not looking for change. We're looking for reformation.
Amen.
Obama, by overriding the jurisdiction of multiple states, ordered an amnesty policy to stop the deportation of illegal immigrants from certain states, even granting them a chance to apply for a work permit. We talked about this just for a second yesterday. He is encouraging criminals to come into America, and he is saying that I will christen you with a permit to violate the laws of the republic.
And you can work, and you can earn your scratch, you can feed
your kids. Does that sound like an American that would do something like that, knowing the price paid for our freedoms?
It doesn't sound like he's trying to dissuade illegal immigration at all. And when those immigrants come over here, excuse me, illegal immigrants, I don't want to call them undocumented citizens. When they come over here, guess who they're going to vote for?
That's what he's doing. He's drawing them in. But see, if they would think, this is where they don't
think.
They're
going to destroy.
They're going to look at their posterity, and they're going to have kids, and then they're going to figure out what they did wrong and what they just subjected themselves to. And
exactly.
It's tyranny. Listen, friends, indisputably, U.S. government ethics, oaths, and laws have their source in the Christian God and Bible. Obama is the only president to declare that America is no longer a Christian nation.
Only one.
Instead, Obama has repeatedly cited passages from what he calls the Holy Quran.
Yeah, he even has an accent.
Even given $1.5 billion in foreign aid to America's sworn enemies, the Muslim Brotherhood.
You know, I heard somebody give a prayer.
Wait a second. Does that sound like someone that knows the price of our liberties, that is here to magnify the laws against the ideologies that our men and women fought for and fought against?
Absolutely not.
That's right. Common sense, right? Both eyes open,
that's
America.
Right.
Not a one-eyed doe here. Both eyes are open.
If you didn't get it before today, you've got it now.
Yep.
I heard a gentleman say to your statement, he's the only president that has denied that we are a Christian nation. Somebody said that in the House chambers in the state of Minnesota. Said up until 2008, as every president has acknowledged, we are a Christian nation. That is a statement. And he'll be proud of the statement.
The bad place to put yourself. It really is to fight against that.
And then to go and take
God of gods and the Lord of lords. Well, it's not a good place to go.
You're not going to win ever.
No, the seat of the righteous is forever, and we're here.
That's right.
And the earth
abides.
That's right. So we're here. Nothing's changed. Yep. But you always get some idiot, some fool, that wants to play the devil's advocate and go ahead and give it a try. It reminds me of Voltaire.
Yeah.
You know, that guy. You know, the great atheist.
Yeah, the Bible's going to be a relic. It'll be in museums.
Yeah.
Because I'm postulating arguments so strongly against it.
Yes, and towards the end of his life, in his deathbed, actually, his cry was for a preacher, and his friends wouldn't get him a preacher.
Oh,
and it's also interesting to note that I don't want to say it would be his nurse that was right there said she had, number one, experienced that again. She said it was as if watching a man fall into the flames of hell itself. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting about Voltaire, who wanted to take the 12 stinky fishermen, you know, the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, and how he would make it, just like you said, a relic, a thing of the past. 50 years after his death, his house was actually made into a printing process for the Bible to go worldwide. It's amazing how the Lord does that kind of stuff. And that's what
press.
I love about him.
He had that printing press in his basement because he had printing his books. And then next thing you know, it's printing Bibles.
Well, yeah.
For museums,
probably,
right?
That's what he
stuck
to in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he could have. That was his choice.
Here's another one. Talking about America, the one-eyed doe, both eyes are open, okay? We're giving you double view here. With no constitutional jurisdiction in the area of state laws regulating or regarding illegal immigration, voting or mandating of funds, Obama is the only president who has sued his own states, such as Arizona, Alabama, for the laws preventing and prosecuting illegal immigration. Obama has also sued other states, such as Ohio, in order to block early voting for the military, which, by the way, was blocked this year, or this last re-election cycle. And he has sued Indiana for refusing to mandate to fund Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
But America, both eyes open. This is happening right in front. Hey, don't worry about that.
I'd like to know what the conclusion of that Indiana situation is with that Planned Parenthood thing.
Probably shut down.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly, but
Heather, will you check that?
That is the truth, because that's important when the states then say, you know, who is it? This was just something recently. Okay?
Oh, I got another one. I'm just itching to give it to you. Go for it.
I was going to say, I think Governor Rick Perry then signed into legislation or something of that regards, because the House brought forward that the teachers in schools could now practice self-defense.
Yeah.
Now,
arming them.
Exactly.
Of course.
That is the power of the state. So when we say Indiana says no to this, I want to see how the breaker of the wave comes against that state. Yeah. I'm just curious to know the end of it.
Yeah. Aren't they in Texas also teaching students and in California how to actually commit a jihad in public schools?
I know for sure California.
I'm not hearing the ACLU go after like these terrorists that are, you know, trying to indoctrinate students in public schools.
Protecting their minorities and you know, need to be protected.
Okay. With no wording, let alone justification in the Constitution for executive privileges. Yep. I mean, just think about that.
Executive privileges.
You can only operate in the scope of power that you swore to uphold through your oath.
Yep.
And then when you do that, you go outside of the authority that's been given to you.
Yep.
And then you call it an executive order.
Yeah. You're outlaw. You're out of the law.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure people caught that. Yeah. So an executive order is unlawful.
And think about an executive privilege. He's a public servant. He gets special privileges that the people don't?
No, to violate his own people, of course. But, of course, we're not his own people. He is the first president who claimed executive privilege to block an investigation into the botched federal gun running sting Fast and Furious in an attempt to protect his attorney general from being cited for contempt of court.
Oh, but that was started by Bush.
Yeah. But again, keep in mind, friends, the state-run media is forecasting the next scandal to come out of the White House.
Because all the paper they sell when you got another scandal. But think about that. It just ties in even more. Well, that started with Bush. We had a caller a little while ago. Well, the Fast and Furious started with Bush. Okay, well, then why doesn't Obama pull that off? Well, because they're in it together. I mean, my goodness.
Of course.
You start the momentum rolling, and then the next administration comes, picks up that momentum, says, thanks, boss, I'll take it over from here.
Amos 3:3, I take it as a negative, not a positive, the way Scripture made it. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? That's what they're doing.
They wouldn't be walking together.
Well, that's what they're doing.
That is what they're doing. So they must be agreed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
pretty crazy stuff, huh?
In the end of all of this, we always look at who becomes the, I don't want to say the victim. That's wrong. Who becomes the prey? The American people does. Our liberties do.
Yes.
So when we don't stand up.
Oh, by the way, because Fast and Furious, because this administration wasn't charged, impeached, then charged civilly, you have a Benghazi, which is still going on. And what are they doing? They are brazenly stonewalling the facts. They are stonewalling the law. Folks, that should scare the chocolate out of each and every one of you, because they are now declaring through action that they are above the law and that you are no longer protected by that law because they themselves think they're above that law. America, you are the law. Don't forget it. You are the law, one nation under God, not outside of that. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking about the one-eyed doe. But America, you got both eyes open. I'm going to come back and I'm going to get to the, another topic and another topic and another topic and another topic. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You know, it's interesting. I was just telling Jake here just a minute ago. You want to get depressed? Just have conservative friends that don't believe the Word of God. Well, I'll tell you what, they'll be the first ones to blow in the wind all the defeatism going on in their country when, in fact, they're the ones that are supposed to play the man and the women. That's what a patriot is, right? Yeah, upholding dying laws. Talking about the one-eyed doe, but America, you got both your eyes open. Ammo purchase. Throughout the summer of 2012, several facets of the government purchased a variety of ammunition in quantities and types that caused the number of people to be suspicious as to the purchase. This was compounded by changes to purchase orders after attention was brought to them. In total, close to 1.4 billion rounds of ammunition was ordered between April and August of 2012. The ammunition primarily consisted of .223 ammunition for AR-15s or M-16s.
So in 5 months, we had a couple billion rounds for the guns that the government is trying to say that you, the citizen of the United States of America, cannot have.
Yeah. I didn't know a government was supposed to buy up all the ammunition. You would think it would be.
The government,
this is happening in the face of the American people, both eyes open, though.
Now, the government should be buying that many rounds if they're at war. And I'm speaking about an all-out war declared by Congress, supported by the people.
Wait a second. The DHS is the one that is actually buying the ammunition that is already called the American people the terrorists.
This is good. We're taking it step by step.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would...
So
chocolate comes to mind.
The DHS. Thank you. The DHS.
Check it out.
The DHS is the one purchasing. Now, the DHS doesn't go off of, you know, Department of Homeland Security. They're on the homeland. Does anybody know of any wars happening in the homeland
now? They're supposed to be in play and in position to protect the American people and whom they are violating.
Yeah.
While the administration is protecting the people. Well, that we thought were the terrorists.
Yeah.
When in fact we found out now from the DHS that the government is used to put into position has labeled the Americans the terrorists and not the Islamic radicals terrorists. So what does that leave us with?
No, it's not
facts
even,
that we have a Trojan horse?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Man, it sounds like scripture.
It's like, you know, it's so blatantly apparent and obvious that sometimes it's easy to be facetious about or to be sarcastic about.
It's like Elijah on Mount Carmel where he just mocked the false prophets. It really is to the point where it's so blatantly obvious as to what's going on in our country. You know, now we have Alan West. I don't know if it's, you know, how much weight to put in that bag, but, and I'm not demeaning him either. I just want to see him under attack to see what he's really made out of. But it's interesting to me now he's putting out on the table that Obama and his impeachment should be out there for the American people to consider now. Well, I would say this. If he's not impeached, what is he going to do tomorrow? What laws does he need to violate before he's considered a criminal? What kind of act needs to be brought forth in the face of the American people before they figure out the definition of treason?
Yep.
Who can endure treason, friends? Remember we had a William Clinton? You know him as Bill Clinton. You know, you thought he was busted for having sex with Monica Lewinsky, which he was.
What was behind that whole thing,
the facade, the state-run media was there to protect him because what was going on is he was busted for giving military secrets over to the Chinese.
That's right.
It was called Chinagate. Most people probably didn't know that, Jake.
No, because, you know, what would sell papers? Do you think the media is going to talk about Chinagate, especially when the media
But you would think there'd be enough common sense with the people in the media?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they realize that they're in America with us, too, but they're selling their souls out to the very ones that will at length take them out first. Look at Russian history.
Look at the First Amendment. Hello? Yeah.
That's their deal, not mine, because I ain't throwing in the bag.
We are preachers of the Word of God, and there's nothing but hope in the Word when we take the Lord at what His Word says.
Well, just like I just said, Jake, if you want to be defeated, or if you want to be oppressed or depressed, man, I'll just go online and find your conservative friends. They're putting the bad news out there constantly. I'm trying to tell you the good news. The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the good news. Our life is found in Him, not within ourselves. See, the problem is people want to hold on to their lives, and then they wonder why they haven't found their lives. Jesus said to deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. See, he who loses his life will find it. But he who tries to save his life will lose it. And our whole purpose here, friends, is to look out for one another on the behalf of the kingdom of heaven. But yet we're sitting here talking about things just like Jake, you were saying. You don't mean to be facetious about it, but it's so blatantly obvious, friends. Yeah. And what we have is, hey, we listened to a couple representatives just a couple weeks ago. When they passed homosexual marriage, pretended legislation, friends, it's not law.
Mm-hmm.
We heard from a couple of the reps down there. Heather did. There's a definite agenda going through the Capitol. Well, who's doing that? Well, you have the state-run media involved in it. You have all these people that are involved with the agenda, and America still can't figure out who's behind it. The state-run media, in cahoots with corruption, are helping to destroy your country. Now, why is that happening? Because the American people are allowing it. They're the ones buying the stupid papers in the first place. The papers, they say, for the most part, they don't believe.
Yeah, but yet they buy it. That's for the campfire, for the bonfire. I've got some stuff on this Alan West thing.
Go.
He's the former congressman. He said he absolutely agrees that all options, including impeachment, should be up for consideration for President Obama. West, who lost his bid in the last time he ran through, agrees with the previous statement made from a Republican lawmaker.
Which, by the way, they had to go back and do a recount because they knew that there was some fraud taking place. Of course, he's in Florida.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, this will be a good one for all of you bloggers. Pay attention. We're going to actually be connecting with him. But I'm not going to tell you when, and I'm not going to tell you where.
Oh.
West, who lost his re-election bid, said that he agreed with Republican lawmakers, quote, all options should be on the table. West was referring to Obama's actions during the deadly Benghazi assault.
Do you think so, though, Jake?
This is a colonel in the United States military.
Yeah.
He knows the deal.
Yeah.
Of course it should be there. This extortion 17, extortion 17?
Yeah.
He's right there along with that family saying, oh, yeah, absolutely, there's internal workings. He suggested that President Richard Nixon resigned
for a lot less. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
We did something that is the most heinous thing that can ever happen. We abandoned Americans while we were under attack. You know that's right up there to ask somebody. Maybe you should not be the president. Guess what? Richard Nixon stepped down over breaking and entering, West said. Now we're talking about murder. We're talking about abandoning the post. You're the chief executive officer of the country. You control those armed forces. And you had plenty of time to do the fundraiser the following day. That scandal, everybody, we've talked about it before. But there's so many facts here that are blaring us in the face. But as you said, they stonewall. Why? Why are they still stonewalling? Because there's been no type of reaction to force that stonewall over.
No, that's right. And it wouldn't take a whole lot of effort.
No, it really wouldn't.
It just, who really loves their country is what it comes down to. Folks, for those that have been with us since hour one, and I read that email from the senator in the state of Minnesota, the last thing I said to that senator that was trying to justify the diplomacy, mm-hmm. I said his name, and then I said, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it.
Preserves better.
So he just emailed me just now while we're on live radio here. True, it was men and women, most of whom were devoted to God, who were willing to sacrifice everything for a grand divine purpose, design. When you become an empty of self fear, less takes on a whole new meaning. If you are up in the area, his home area, he said, give me a call and we'll have some coffee. I don't know how that would go over.
Less.
Yeah, because the way the lead is to demonstrate, right?
Yes, yeah. That is the best way to lead.
I really do think it is, too. So I'm interested in what the senator has to say that he's spending so much time with me right now.
Hey, he's doing it.
I mean, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
I know old Kurt Zellers isn't spending any time with you.
Oh, he's out on the golf.
Hey, this is great.
He's out on the little pan.
So we were going to go do
Larry
the...
is that what you're going to?
Mo.
Yeah.
We were out doing the state fair. We did live radio on that. And Ernie Leidiger, who was one of the representatives, actually invited you to the prayer, came on live radio with us.
Yeah.
I called Kurt Zeller's office and I said, hey, you know, we're going to be at the state fair and a lot of folks are wondering what in the world went down there. This is Kurt's time to go support his constituents because I know he's been getting a lot of hate mail. I shouldn't say hate mail.
Well,
what would you call it? Calling you to accountability. I'm so disappointed in you, your lack of leadership, et cetera. That's the kind of mail.
How'd that work out for Kurt anyways? He's not there anymore, is he?
Kurt said, he's no longer the Speaker of the House. Kurt said, you know, his office lady said, and I love dealing with the office ladies because I know they're just the messenger.
Secretaries is what we call them. Yeah.
Secretaries.
So, that's okay. So office lady is good. We all get it.
Office lady. So she says to me, well, you know, Kurt's unfortunately, you know, it's always unfortunately, really appreciate the opportunity, but Kurt can't make it between 1 and 2. And I said, well, that's wonderful because we're not on from 1 to 2. We're on from 2 to 3. So you can make it. Oh, well.
Actually, 2 to 4, Jake.
Or, yeah, whenever it was.
It was 1 to 3 back then.
So then I'll have to check with him. I said, can you just shoot straight with me? It doesn't matter what time it is. He's not getting on the air with us, is he?
Well, I think that's safe to assume. Yes, you're probably right. He probably won't.
And this is supposed to be one of the good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the guy that welcomed me and, 15 minutes later was denouncing me.
Restarted.
I am so honored, dude. I was the only one denounced in the state of Minnesota since our history.
For a beautiful prayer. Folks, you got to see the prayer. The prayer that rocked the Capitol.
Yeah.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the store. Find the prayer that rocked the Capitol. You got to check it out.
Jake, before Benghazi, there was Extortion 17, the call sign of a special operations mission in Afghanistan on August 6, 2011. 3 months after the strike on Osama bin Laden, 30 Americans, including the members from SEAL Team 6, were killed in the costliest single-day loss for the U.S. military in the Afghanistan war and the largest SEAL loss ever. By the way, friends, SEALs are not supposed to die. A lucky shot in the dark brought the old CH-47 Chinook helicopter attempting to land them in the Ward Rock Providence, or so the U.S. military claims. The families are demanding a congressional hearing. Of course.
I would.
Because everything the U.S. military did that day, they weren't supposed to do, and they knew it. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. The one eye dope? Nope. Both eyes open. Be right back. I found something we're dying for.
Oh. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the one-eyed dough, friends.
Sir.
I'm looking at Scripture again. Now, I was over at Leviticus 26 earlier. Now I'm over at Deuteronomy 28. And the Lord said, if you will not obey my statutes, my commandments, and my judgments. Let me say it this way. What would happen if we enforced the laws that God gave us through our Mosaic institution against these crimes? Would we have righteousness in the streets? Yes. Would we have to deal with crime all the time? No. Because when there's fear to commit the crime, crime is deterred.
Yeah, that's good and prevention.
Yes, it is. Prevention is better than cure. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Huh. I'm just kind of scrolling here, and it's just interesting. You shall serve your enemies. The Lord shall send them against you. As the Lord rejoiced over you, he shall also destroy you if you don't keep the commandments of the Lord. It's a do this or else. Yeah. Kind of a situation.
Here's your options.
And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. You mean like your military? Mm-hmm. I mean kind of like that? Like infiltration from foreign countries? It's probably something like that.
I'd say it has everything to do with it.
Yeah, I would too. I'm just kind of scrolling here because there's 55 curses to the 14 blessings. So what was God trying to do? What was the Lord trying to tell us? You must be diligent about the preservation of the keeping of my commandments so these curses don't fall on you. That's what this is about. He said, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. He shall take a king and shall bring you over unto a foreign nation. Man, this all sounds familiar to those that disobey the Lord. If thou will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, the laws of our Republic, America, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. We're to fear God, not our enemies, friends. I can go on and on and on and on. But this is all happening with our eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
It is sin before a just and a holy God. Whistleblower prosecution. In other words, any of those that are calling out this administration from within for their crimes against we the people. Well, the Obama administration has charged more people, six to be exact, under the 1917 Espionage Act for the alleged mishandling of classified information than all presidencies combined. Wow. Now, that sounds really familiar due to the fact that they're going after reporters now that don't agree with their administration, demonizing them, vilifying them, Russian tactics, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Accuse them of the very crimes that you're advocating. In other words, come on along with us or else we'll just create you out to be the enemy and we'll demonize you.
It's like that story that you told about the mob. They would come into the business and said, it's a fine establishment here. Nice business. Way to go. This is great. Tell you what, here's how much I'll charge you to help protect your business. And
says Louis.
And, Alfonso, who runs the business, says,
Alfonso?
Louis, Louis, why do I need your protection? Everything's going good. Louis says, because you need my protection. Do you get what I'm saying? Alfonso says, no, I don't understand. The next morning, Alfonso comes to open up his business, and his plate glass window is broken, and some of his merchandise is stolen. Louis shows up and says, hey, Alfonso, you think you're going to reconsider my protection of your business? And Alfonso says, what are you talking about? Are you telling me that you were the one who broke my plate glass window and now you're extorting me to hire you to protect me? From you? Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
Do you think people have figured that out yet?
Now, Alfonso just isn't a good mob name.
Alfonso was the store owner. He wasn't in the mob.
Yeah, but he's still on the East Coast, right? And you got Louis coming in who works for the mob.
That's right.
All right.
Alfonso's just a business guy. He's an average Joe.
Yeah, Little
Joe,
Face,
you know?
Or something like that there.
Yeah, you know, something.
Little Face and Louie and...
Flat Top.
Yeah, Bugsy. That's what it comes down to.
How could you buy the better? Hey, did you know that Carla Weiss actually just sent us a Facebook? She said she just got Bradley Dean's My War documentary today.
Yep.
Very powerful. It's a 5-disc DVD series of our whole message. Yeah. Second to none. The video editor just actually did a deal with Universal. He teamed up with Steven Spielberg, was in his latest documentary. Awesomely edited.
Say that again.
The gentleman who did the editing on DVD series.
That's right. As a matter of fact, it's on the Jaws reunion.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Disc that came along. Yeah, it's a Universal deal they got. Bradley Dean, My War documentary. Just watched it today. Very powerful. Everyone who values our children, God, and our country should see this and support the outreach of You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide. Now, before you get confused, You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide is an offshoot of Sons of Liberty. It's our outreach to the next generation. Folks, when you donate to us, that's what we do. We bring it out. And today, you can donate to us, tax-deductible donation. For a $65 donation, you get the My War DVD series. You can go to our website, click on the store, find that. We have a lot of products that we want to give to you. Why? Because just like Carla said, she took this and is sharing it around the country. We just got an order yesterday, I believe it was. The woman called in, said, I met your street teams down in Iowa, and I want to buy more products.
You got that response, by the way, because I thought it was that good.
Let me see.
I think it needs to be blown out there in the wind.
I can dig that up here.
Okay. It was a really good response. And when you get good news, it's nice to kick it out there.
That's right. It's happening. Folks, we want to give you a part of it. So as we get the good news, we're going to give you the good news.
Yeah. You know, one thing, too, I think it's important for people to hear is the fact that, folks, our message is a message that is unshakable. It's a pillar because it's for sure. It's solidified. It's absolute. And during the days that are, the times that we're moving into right now, we're going to get more listeners and more listeners and more listeners and more listeners because people are going to begin to turn back to God.
Yeah.
Probably not for the right reasons, but they're going to begin to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to, for the most part, realize again, your sin's not before a priest or a pastor. Your sin is before a just and a holy God. And what's taking place in your country right now is a perfect display of God's judgment to a nation that will no longer serve him.
That's right.
And when you do serve him, look what happens. All of a sudden, people are starting to turn on you, your intent. Like King David said, for my love, they hated me.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ said the same things. He said that in John 15, he that hath my commandments and so on and so forth, he said that, in essence, those that love me will keep my commandments. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And folks, what we're just trying to do is be faithful witnesses while we have a green tree.
Amen.
Not a dry tree.
That's right.
In other words,
green.
That's why I'm talking about the one-eyed doe and the fact that the American people have both eyes open.
Both open.
Yeah. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. If you don't do the right thing, you can go ahead and enjoy what you have, but I can rest assured, going back to Scripture, again, it's not going to last very long.
Nope.
And your posterity is not going to eat the fruit of what you ate the fruit of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to perish.
This woman actually emailed. She said she had trouble with her laptop, but we had called her and reached out to her. She ordered Constitution books.
Laptop.
The DVD series.
Laptop.
Laptops.
Yes.
Laptop, excuse me. The drummer's book. She's referring to Bradley's comic book testimonial called My War. And the prayer DVD, which we talked about in the first segment. First hour. Crystal W. did such a fine job. She's one of our street team members. At her table at the retail store I met
you
her.
You go, girl.
A really straightforward Christian. God bless her and your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Need to know how to get the shipping. Folks, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to the store on there. Click on that. If you do have any issues, there's an 800 number right on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can call us. We'll have one of our folks at the office here take your order and generate it and send it out and give you more information on becoming a son or daughter of
Liberty. So when you said the word generate, what do you mean exactly by that?
Generate, like generate, was I saying it in terms of getting an order? Like generate the order, get it moving, get it moving.
Process the order.
I thought generating.
Now, we got to get some of these words now.
Processing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought generating would be interchangeable.
Okay.
Generate that order.
A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could in the hope of securing her greater safety. She turned her eye, her sound eye, towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her. Friends, don't be mortally wounded. Open both your eyes. And let me just reassure you of one thing. Your sin is before a just and a holy God. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. O wretched creature that I am to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find this seashore to which I come for safety, so much more perilous. Don't find yourself in the bosom of your enemy, friends, only to find out that they're trying to take you out. Because, America, that's exactly what's going on. You're under attack. It's not going to happen. It is happening. But your safety, your high fortress, your refuge, your rock, his name is Jesus Christ. And he will lead the way, and he will keep you hidden under the shadow of the Almighty for his namesake. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean double E, or go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Talk to you in one day in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.